Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. SEPTA's largest union has voted to ratify its new contract with the transit agency, ending the risk of a massive strike. KYW's Vic Racapathy has more.
SEPTA and Transport Workers Union Local 234 agreed to a new two-year contract on Monday, December 8th. In doing so, they narrowly sidestepped a strike, which was referred to as imminent heading into that weekend. But Governor Josh Shapiro's office stepped in to help mediate discussions, which allowed the two sides to agree to a deal which includes 3.5% raises in each of the next 2 years. Now, 96% of the nearly 1,900 bus, subway, and trolley operators who voted were in favor of that contract. The 5,000 members of the union had worked without a contract for about a month before the new agreement was reached. This contract also includes increased pension benefits and rule changes to make accessing dental and vision benefits easier. The SEPTA board votes on the contract at its monthly meeting Thursday. Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
14 minutes of terror. That's what prosecutors called the Southwest Philadelphia shooting from 2.5 years ago during yesterday's plea hearing. 5 people were killed, 5 others injured, including young children. As KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, the gunman could one day have a chance at parole.
5 people who were sons, brothers, fathers, grandsons, and friends were all gunned down because they stepped in the way of Kim Brady Carricker in July of 2023. The youngest was 15-year-old DeJuan Brown, who was shot in the shoulder, chest, and back. His grandmother was with him as he took his last breath.
And I was devastated, but I knew my grandson died right there.
31-year-old Joseph Walma Jr. was a beloved artist and was the first victim, believed to have been shot nearly 2 days prior to the others. 3 others, 21-year-old Lashid Merritt, 59-year-old Ralph Morales, and 29-year-old Dymir Stanton were also killed, all for being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Carricker pleaded guilty to 5 counts of third-degree murder, 5 counts of attempted murder, and 2 gun charges, and in return was sentenced to 37.5 to 75 years behind bars, which means he'll have a chance to get out. Prosecutor Bob Wainwright said it came down to experts who believe he was legally insane at the time of the shooting, a defense which could have acquitted Carricker.
The victims' families were pretty much unanimous that what they wanted was a guilty plea where he took full responsibility for what he did.
In a brief statement, 43-year-old Carricker said he was sorry and believed he was protecting the community. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Jury deliberations picking back up this morning in the child abuse trial for Atlantic City Mayor Marty Small. Still no verdict after a full day of deliberating yesterday. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more from the Atlantic County Courthouse.
Jurors had a few questions to be answered by the judge as they consider 4 charges against AC Mayor Marty Small. At about 3 o'clock, they asked the judge what happens if they are not unanimous on a count, and the judge told them they should go back and have discussions, consider the evidence, and change their mind if persuaded by the facts, but not to change their beliefs for any other reasons. Earlier in the day, jurors asked the judge to provide an explanation on the difference between aggravated assault and simple assault, as they are open to convict the mayor of the lesser charge if the evidence doesn't meet the higher burden for aggravated assault. At the end of the day, there was no verdict, and the judge told the court it is still early enough in the deliberation process that the jury should take more time to discuss the evidence and the charges. At the Atlantic County Courthouse, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
North Philly police delivered some holiday cheer, escorting Santa and Mrs. Claus to visit several lucky children in Kensington and Port Richmond. KYW's Matt Coughlin reports.
An early Christmas in Kensington. Santa and Mrs. Claus riding onto A Street on the back of a Philadelphia Fire Department ladder truck with a police escort from the 24th District. Tina Willis is the community relations officer.
The children mean so much to us, and they see the smiles on their face. And they see Santa and Mrs. Claus come down on a fire truck is amazing.
Maria Cortez says she couldn't keep the secret from her four children.
I didn't want to tell them, but they always in my business, so they kind of heard that Elf was coming. They didn't know if it was Santa or not. But this is the first time ever. This is so amazing.
One of those elves was Sergeant David Richardson.
We go to certain families that are less fortunate, and we get donations from all over. And the great thing about it is it's magnification of the Christmas spirit. All our crew were in the back adding to the list of what other children, you know, could get them. You know, really important to get back in the community with that.
From Kensington, I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.